This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are this morning and give Jesus praise. Just give Jesus praise. Just give Jesus praise wherever you are this morning. Lord, we thank you. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Lihambara safalembrandela kafaradea. Give him praise. Give him praise. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for what you have started with us in Weimar. Give him glory. You give him glory. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are. Let heaven hear your voice this morning. Kemarasa fell in the head. Hallelujah. Father, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this privilege that you have handed us to be a steward of your mysteries, to be one you have counted worthy by your mercy to bring the word to your people again this morning. Thank you for Weimar. Thank you for what you have started to do with us. Thank you for salvation of souls. Thank you for healings. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for encounters. Thank you for the rain. Lord, this morning, let the entrance of your word give light and understanding to us. In Jesus' name. Lord, I am nothing without you. Lord, speak through me. Let there be utterance that understanding might be brought to your people in Jesus' name. Come on, can you celebrate Jesus this morning? I think if you are doing that for Pastor Daniel, I think that is enough. But if you are doing it for Jesus, come on, can you scream? Glory! I want to thank God Almighty for this privilege, and I want to appreciate most especially my Father and the Lord, Pastor Daniel Awande, for this rare privilege handed unto us to bring the word of God to us this morning. And I want to celebrate the pastor of my pastor. Somebody help me celebrate Pastor Nifemi Olawande. Come on, help me celebrate Mama. God bless you, Ma. Thank you for this privilege. Hallelujah. So this morning I will be speaking to us shortly on the topic, the essence of the rain. Can you say it to somebody beside you? Say the essence of the rain. Come on, say it like you mean what you're saying. Say the essence of the rain. Hallelujah. Can we open our Bible to the book of Joel chapter 2 from verse 23? Hallelujah. He said, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Verse 24, he said, and the floors shall be full of wheat,
and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25, he said, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the canker worms and the caterpillars and the palmer worms, my great army which I sent among you. He said, and ye shall eat in plenty. Can I hear somebody say amen to that? And be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Verse 27, he said, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of YMR. And that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass, verse 28, can we read it together if you are there? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. I think we should rejoice at that scripture. Glory to God. The promise of the rain has been given. The promise of the rain has been stated out clearly in the scriptures. It is the will of the Father to give us an outpouring. It is the will of God to give us the rain. Even before we ask. Somebody say, even before I ask. He is willing to give me the rain. It is the will of God to ensure that you are perpetually wet. It is the will of God that you are drenched by the outpouring, by the torrential downpour. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before we continue this morning, let us understand some few things about the rain, about the outpouring that we are talking about this morning. Hallelujah. Number one thing I want you to understand about the rain this morning is God is the giver of the rain. God is the giver of the rain. If the Lord does not give the rain, no man can give it. No man can give the rain outside of God. That means the sovereignty of God is what commands the downpour, the outpouring. God is the giver of the rain. He has decided he will give it. And in this YMR, I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice this morning. You will not go without the rain. Oh my God, somebody did not hear that. I say, you will not go without the effect and the impact of the rain. God gives the rain. We see in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, the Bible spoke about him willing to give the rain. Zechariah 10 verse 1. If you can help me with the scriptures, I'll be so happy. Zechariah 10:1. Hallelujah. You can also check Leviticus chapter 26 verse 4. The Bible spoke about the willingness of God to always wanting to give the rain. God is the giver of the rain, not any man. Not any man. Not any man. Hallelujah. Another thing we must know about the rain this morning is the rain is the pouring of God's spirit upon men. That's the first thing we must understand. It is the pouring of God's spirit upon men. Somebody say it is the pouring of God's spirit upon men. Joel chapter 2 verse 28 showed us that. He said, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit. It is the pouring of God's spirit. So you have come to YMR this year to enjoy the outpouring of God's spirit. What does that imply? There will be pouring of spiritual gifts. There will be an outpouring of spiritual gifts. There will be outpouring of visions. There will be outpouring of spiritual gifts. Peradventure, you have come to this meeting and you are trusting God for a spiritual gift. you are in the right place. The ring signifies the outpouring of spiritual gifts of the Spirit. Another thing we must know about the rain this morning is the rain means the outpouring of revival. Somebody say revival. When we talk about the context of the rain, we are talking revival. Because to what end does God pour out his Spirit? Is that men might be quickened. It means the outpouring of revival. Somebody shout revival. You can't come to this place weak and you return back weak. Somebody say error. Can you shout it like you mean what we are doing here this morning? Say error. It is an aberration for you to come here and not be revived. God has called us that we might be revived. God has called us that we might be saved. The outpouring of the rain signifies revival. Another thing we must understand about the rain this morning is that everyone around and under the rain is implicated by the rain. Everyone. Somebody say everyone. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. Let's see what the Bible says there. He said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Everyone grass. Everyone. Let me tell you one thing you need to understand this morning. For the fact that you are here, you have been implicated to be affected by the rain. It's either you are drenched or you feel the impact of the change in atmospheric condition. Because listen to me. When it rains, even though if you are under your roof, you cannot deny the impact of the atmospheric change. So, as you are in YMR this year, it's either the rain falls upon you, and should in case you came with an umbrella, there is still a grace. The weather condition is going to change and it's going to touch you. And should in case you have even slept off, you didn't know when the rain fell, you have even worn enough raincoats to shield you from the weather condition. Listen to me. You can't deny the saints of the rain. The Bible says in the book of Job chapter 14, he said that the saint of water, he said even a dead tree shall rise again. That means it is possible for a man to perceive the rain. That means the function of the rain is, the impact of the rain is not just limited to it touching you. You can touch it, you can feel it, and you can also do what? Perceive it. Somebody say, I can perceive it. He said, at the scent of water. There is somebody here this morning. I don't know what is your desire to display. I don't know what desire you carry and you have in your mind coming to YMR this year. Can I decree over somebody who can roar amen like thunder? I say your expectation will not be cut short. But is there somebody ready for the rain this morning? Are you here? If you are ready for the rain, let me hear you shout, the rain! Sakabazi. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Another thing, the number five thing you need to understand about the rain is this. God also make men rainmakers. Men can be rainmakers. So far they can be in alignment with God. Because as a matter of fact, we are meant to mirror what we see from God on earth here. Elijah was an example of a man who was a rainmaker. Elijah. And one beautiful thing about it, so that you will not have any excuse this morning, is that the scripture said profoundly James chapter 5. He said Elijah was a man of like passion. That means it was possible that Elijah went for meetings like this in his time and he was tired going there. But that does not stop him from achieving and coming to the purpose of God for his life. God can make men rainmaker. Because the end of this meeting is not just that you will carry rain from here. It's that when you return back to your own sphere of influence, when you return back to your family, when you return back to your church, when you return back to your office, you can now begin to command the rain. Can I hear somebody say loud amen to that? Because if you have generational impact in mind and in view, you will not think about yourself alone. No, you won't. If you want to make a living, you want to make a difference, you won't think about yourself alone. Because the end to which I have come to Wahemar, the rain 2023, is that I return back and everyone that collides with me, there is a supply of rain in their life, even though they were absent in Wahemar. The Bible spoke about how the oil flowed from the hair of Aaron down to his beard, down to the hem of his skirt, and it was dropping on everywhere he went to. That is what we call impact. That is what we call encounter. Because any encounter you have that does not change things around you is not yet an encounter. When Moses encountered God, his face shone and everyone around him could not deny the impact. There is somebody living YMR 2023 with a visible, undeniable encounter. Listen to me. If you will still have to explain your encounter to people, then you have not truly and genuinely encountered God. Did somebody hear what I've just said? If you will have to explain that, oh, God encountered me. When God encountered you, everyone will know. The Bible spoke about the disciples. When they got to Antioch, everyone knew they had encountered Jesus. They said, these ones are Christ-like. You will return home and everybody will say, oh, this guy is just coming from the rain. Because the truth is this. When the rain falls upon a man, nobody can deny the impact. Sambela fukata hise sevalia brasen fella sika barakatia valasiza. Can you hold your hands with somebody next to you and pray in tongues? Pray in tongues. Liha safaran de kadabaya gada kalos kaparan. Let your voice go up. Pray out loud and fast. Pray out loud and fast. Pray out loud and fast. Let it go up. Pray out loud. Lord, encounter me. Encounter me this morning. Lift up your voice and pray, yeah. Ola ba 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 ba. Jesus, we decree, let there be many who will be wet with this rain. Kalabaya dodasa. Jesus, we decree, let there be plenty who will be drenched by this rain. Oh, lift up your voice and pray like you mean it. I will not leave here without an encounter. Kalebaran sota pariada. Celebrate. Holy Ghost. We are ready. Pray out loud. Pray out loud and fast. Pray out loud and fast. I'm living here with the impact, visible impact of the rain. Visible impact, undeniable impact. The rain is making an indelible mark in my life. My Zembariato Lascataya. I come a Valento Cisabarantola. There are people here right now. The Lord is saturating your hearts. There is freshness. There is freshness. There is freshness. I hear the Lord say, I'm releasing the grace for freshness. Woo! Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel, Holy Ghost is here. Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. The Bible says, why Jesus yet speak, power must be made available. There will be encounters here as I'm speaking. Rabakasu Marianta. I came with the witness of a fiery priesthood. I came with the rod of priesthood. Rasone makote variasa. Encounters, fire will pour in your heart. There is a rain of fire here. Cause an overflow. Hey, oh, Emmanuel. You are a man of God. You came here dry. You will go back drenched. Arisambela kote velede. Oh my God, there is a stirring here right now. Oh, amen. I hear the Lord said to me, he said, I'm making fountains pure. Yet again. I'm making fountains pure yet again. You came here dry. You are not permitted to go back the same way. The rain is an outpouring of revival. Revive us, O Lord, that we might call upon thy name. He said on Ekamosada. Okay. Another thing you need to understand about the rain this morning. One of the things the rain has come to do, number one, the rain has come to empower. Anytime there is a release of the rain, there is empowerment. Somebody shout to say empowerment. Come on, it seems we are too dull this morning. Shout it like you mean it. Say empowerment. There was a rain of the Spirit in the book of Acts chapter 2. And weak men, charlatans, men who could deny Jesus, who were hiding their faces, men who were not bold enough to withstand a little child who was asking them if they really and truly belong to Jesus. After the rain of the Spirit came upon Peter and the other disciples in the book of Acts of Apostles, there was an empowerment. What the rain does is this. It turns a timid man to a valiant man. To a strong man. When the rain comes, you are empowered for exploit. Because no man can attain anything in this kingdom until he is empowered. No man can go for God until there is an empowerment. He said, tarry ye therefore in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power. Please continue with that sound. That seems empowerment. One of the essence of the rain this morning is to bring empowerment. Is there somebody who trusts God for an empowerment this morning? You know yourself that you are weak. You know. You need God to toughen you up. Empowerment. Acts of Apostles chapter 2. We saw references of how men were empowered by the rain in the scriptures. The Bible said the Holy Ghost came upon them like a cloven tongue of fire. And weak men became strong. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible said Peter rose up. A man who was hiding before became a man that can now rise up and talk to thousands of people. And in one day, 5,000 can turn unto the light of righteousness. Listen to me. You are preaching and your message is as a pastor. It's like poem to the people. It's like a motivational thing because you have not experienced the reign of empowerment. When you experience the reign of empowerment, your words will be like fire. Your words will be like armor. How did the man speak? The Bible says, when he was speaking to the men on the way to Emmaus, the Bible says, he spoke to them. He spoke with them as he was sharing the scripture. The Bible said, the men even gave the testimony. It wasn't Jesus now. The men gave the testimony of the encounter. They said, did our hearts not burn while he yet spoke to us? Your words will not carry power until the Lord empowers you. And we have seen men who walk in a dimension of empowerment in the scripture. The Bible says, while Peter yet speak, the Holy Ghost came. Jesus. He came. He said, and their heart pricked them. And their heart were pierced. I don't want to be normal. I don't want my speech to just be normal. I don't know, maybe there's somebody here who is saying the same thing with me. Shout it louder. Say, I am empowered. Another thing the rain brings is refreshment. Another essence of the rain is refreshment. You are refreshed. There is no way. You realize that every time or any time we experience too much heat or hotness of weather, we cry for the rain. Because we know that when the rain falls, the environment becomes cool. Refreshment. There is refreshment from on high when the rain comes. Another thing the rain does, another essence of the rain, is restoration. Restoration. We saw in the book of Joel, he said, I will restore. But the first thing that must come before the restoration is that there must be an outpouring. There must be the latter and the former rain come unto us before there is a restoration. One of the things that will happen to you is that gifts that has become dormant in your life, in this YMR, as the rain falls, they are coming back to life. Restoration. Somebody shout to say restoration. Another essence of the rain. You can find that in the book of Hosea chapter 6, verse 2 to 3. He will restore us. He will revive us. And on the last day, he will revive us. There is restoration. For somebody here right now, the Lord is restoring you. As the rain falls, I said the Lord is restoring you. Can I decree over you? I decree and declare, whatsoever you have lost, let them come back in double portion. Samson! Oh, Samson, your hair will grow again. Your hair is growing again. Another thing that rain brings purification. That's another essence of the rain. Purification. Because the water of the rain must surely wash. It must surely wash. Another thing the rain that sounds as the essence of the rain is great harvest. Harvest of souls. When there is an outpouring, there will surely be an harvest. Because the end to an outpouring is that men are turned to the light of righteousness. That many turn to the way of life. That's the essence of the outpouring. The outpouring is not for fashion. The rain is not for aesthetics. It is for the purpose of the kingdom. And let me help us understand this. God will not first give you the ring for your personal use. Anything God gives to a man is first to satisfy his pleasure. Is to bring to bear his will. Anything God blesses you with. By adventure you are leaving this place with a rain of finances. The first reason why God gives you that rain of increase and finances is first for his kingdom. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And every other thing shall be added unto you. The will of God is the priority. Not even your comfort. Of course, your comfort will be found in the scope of things. But the first thing God wants to achieve is to strengthen and to extend even furthermore the frontiers of his kingdom. Are you with me this morning? Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. For out of my belly shall flow rivers. Hi. Hey, out of my belly. The end to getting the rain is that you get the rain, you contain it, and you begin to give it to others. Yes. That's what God wants to achieve with us in this meeting. But let me say one last thing before we leave here this morning. There is a protocol to this rain coming. There is a protocol to this outpouring. And this one is what I want you to listen to carefully. Because if you take this thing seriously, there is no way you can escape the rain. I didn't come to YMR to come and joke. I didn't come for meet and greet. No, I didn't come to do that. Lord, encounter me. Lord, encounter me. I can't leave my house for 4 days and come here and come and joke away my life. Lord, can you encounter me? Lord, can you encounter me? Lord, can you encounter me? Can somebody pray that prayer again? Lord, encounter me. I have not come here to seek you in vain. Lord, encounter me. Number one protocol to experiencing this rain and outpouring is hunger. Somebody shout this, say hunger. Hunger and thirst is the number one thing. Remember what Daddy Gio told us yesterday? He said, how dry a man is, we determine what? How much he can do what? He can absorb and soak in. One posture you must take in this meeting is the posture of a man who is dry. Because God does not come for strong men, he comes for weak men. A man who is strong does not need to be strengthened. That is why he said, let the weak say, I am strong. The one who needs strength is the one who is weak. Even though you think you are wet before coming here, see, sustain the posture of a man who needs more water. Hunger. Thirst. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Hunger is the ticket to partaking of the rain, of the outpouring. Hunger and thirst. Jesus Christ said, is there anyone who is thirsty? Let him come and drink. He said, and then out of his bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. hunger and thirst. Ferocious desire for the rain. Ferocious desire for the rain. What is your desire this week? The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1, it said, true desire, a man in the middle age, with all wisdom. Desire! You must tell yourself, I'm not living here until God encounters me. Another thing that engenders the outpouring and the rain is consciousness and discernment. Consciousness and discernment. You must be conscious of the rain. You must be discerning like the sons of Issachar. Discernment is key. Because listen to me. It is not raining every season. The rain does not come every season. But when it is season, you must be discerning enough to know that it is a time for the outpouring. Discernment. The disciples were discerning. They knew where to stay. They knew what to do. They knew how to do it. The penultimate thing you must do to engender this outpouring and the rain over your life this week is alignment and obedience. Alignment. Obedience. There will be clear-cut instructions for you in this place. But your alignment will determine how much you'll be able to collect of the rain. For many of us who grew up collecting rainwater in our house, if you do not put the bucket or the bath well where the rain is falling from the pan, you won't get enough water. Am I right? Your alignment is key. You must be aligned to the instructions of God. You must obey them to the letters. The instructions God will be giving men here to bring about the avalanche, to bring about the outpouring upon them. He told them in the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 49, he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. If they had not tarried, they would not have experienced the outpouring. And that was not the only thing. In chapter 2 of Acts, he said, they were in one accord. Alignment. When they tell you to do a thing here, don't discard it, take it serious. Alignment. There is a reason for that. Elijah could call down fire because he understood the pathway of alignment. 1 Kings chapter 18. When the prophet of Baal, they had gathered themselves. When they were with him, they said, you want to call down fire from heaven. Those people, do you realize that they struggled all through? Elijah did not bother himself. He just stayed aligned. And the Bible told us that he waited. He said, when it was the time of this evening sacrifice, that means there is a time the rain of fire can come down. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? But your discernment and alignment is what engenders the outpouring upon your life. The prophet of Baal don't understand that principle of alignment. Elijah knew it. He knew that it is waste of time if he cried for fire when it is not yet time for the release of fire. You must be aligned. You must be obedient to the instructions of God. And let me tell you, as much as we do every other thing, if you are not aligned, God cannot do much with you. Because I found out, we have been told that God is looking for a man. But the situation is, there are many men everywhere. That is to show us that the problem is not even men. The problem is yielded men. Aligned man. What God is really looking for is not just any man. What he's looking for is what? An aligned man. If there is any man God is looking for in this meeting that will yield and align, then it is me. Somebody shout it if you are the one. And the last thing that we must do if we must experience the rain is prayers. Pastor has just declared this morning that we are going to pray in this meeting. Pray. Pray like your life depends on it. Elijah could command the rain because he prayed. He prayed. His weakness was not an excuse. It wasn't. Of course, he has seen and heard that there is going to be an abundance of the rain in the realm of the spirit, but that was not enough. Pastor can declare rain and you are still missing out if you don't learn the pathway of prayers. One way to command your own portion of this rain is to pray. Pray with intentionality and pray with intensity. Somebody say it after me. Say intentionality and intensity. Listen to me. There is a way you can compel heaven to hear you by the way of intentionality and intensity. The Bible says Elijah prayed. And they now explain to us the kind of prayer that he prayed. An effectual, fervent prayer. Rise up on your feet. Jump up like a soldier of Christ. Jump up. Something's changing about your life this morning. The rain is coming for you this morning. Can you hold on to somebody and say, Lord, I am alive. Lord, I am hungry. Lord, I am willing and obedient. Come on, can you pray out loud? Faster, louder. Hold on to somebody and let us pray. I have a few more minutes here. Can we pray? When you are here, 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 pray out loud and faster. Louder.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.